The county coroner said the man died from injuries he got before he was arrested. Still, a family member said the officers responsible were going to pay. The family asked for some records from the police department. They got them, but with the names of all the officers blacked out. Then the family asked for the names, and 29 police officers responded with a type of lawsuit where they ask a judge to protect their identities. The vice chair of the state bar's public interest law section says it'll be hard for the police to win. Pat Cavey says the names and badge numbers of police officers are presumed to be public knowledge. And if they're afraid for their lives, Cavey says there are other ways they can get protection.
If they are feeling threatened, then the government can take actions to protect someone from a real threat. And typically what that would be is we invoke the police officers to come and protect us.
Cavey also says someone simply saying, you'll pay for this, isn't normally enough to justify any kind of legal action.
Actually, I just had this very incident happen yesterday where a client of mine received a threatening phone call, and he called the police, and the police's reaction was, that's not enough.
However, the police officer's attorney has been quoted as saying the reasons for the secrecy will become clear in the courtroom. That attorney could not be reached for comment. The officers will get a hearing April 14th. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.